Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Nobody and nothing under the sun will satisfy any human being but him who came from above the sun, who is our bridegroom, and all of us are his bride. He alone in this life will begin for us to find satisfaction in this life and in the life to come. And when he comes into a life, he wants to come and give us that which we most need as Christians.
The truth is, there's only one purpose in this life that will satisfy you, God's. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today on The Winning Walk, Dr. Young finishes his message, Living Up to Your Potential, and walks you through how to lead the fulfilling life you were made to enjoy. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young begins in just a moment. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we jump into Dr. Young's message, there's a powerful resource being offered this month that you'll want to hear about. Does it ever seem like each year is passing more quickly than the year before? You can make this year different, and we want to help you do it with the 1-Year Chronological Bible. With an easy-to-follow reading plan that guides you through the books of the Bible by their historical timeline, you'll experience the power of God's Word in 2020 like never before. We'll send you this unique resource as thanks for your donation today to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching you and people all over the world through this program. So call now to request your copy of the 1-Year Chronological Bible when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Living Up to Your Potential, Part 2.
Man, so my point is, one sin can destroy somebody's life. I had a friend in Atlanta. He was an outstanding young man, great wife, kids. His wife one day told him that she'd had a brief affair with someone that they knew, and he just got up out of bed and got his shotgun and said, I'm going to go kill him. And his wife grabbed him and said, no, we can work it out. He put the shotgun down. But the next morning, his wife called the police, said she was frightened, and she was, told the kids, make a long story short, they were divorced, totally ruined. His employer fired him. He could not get a job. And years ago, his wife married the man she'd had a little affair with, and now they're divorced, and the whole family is messed up from top to bottom, and this guy has had a tough time having any kind of employment because of what? 5 minutes of acting like a prairie chicken in a crisis situation. It doesn't take long to mess up your life or to mess up my life, does it? Little things. A little sin. And then look what else a prayer chicken don't understand. Dead flies make a perfumer of oil stink, and a little foolishness is weightier than wisdom and honor. A fly in the ointment. Ever heard that phrase? Well, there's a fly in the ointment. Man, a little fly can make you question the whole thing you're eating. I remember the story, the guy who ordered soup, and there was a fly in his soup. He called the waiter over and says, what is that fly doing in my soup? And the waiter looked in and says, well, I think he's doing the backstroke. the bottom line is, a little fly in the ointment. One little sin. Little thing. Prairie chickens, they don't get it. They don't realize the importance of little things. And then Solomon continues with the same line of thinking. Look at it. He says, a wise man's heart directs him toward the right, but the foolish heart directs him toward the left. There you have the Democratic Republican Party, right here. I didn't write it, it's right in the Bible. And he says, even when the fool walks along the road, His sense is lacking, and he demonstrates to everyone that he is a fool. What is he saying? He's saying, a little sin gets you in trouble. He said, a little fly in anything destroys the whole. And he says, one step in the wrong direction, your destination will be a disaster. If you are standing here and you want to walk a straight line for 100 yards, and you start off 1 degree, just 1 degree off that straight line, you will miss your goal by 5.2 feet. Okay. If you're standing right here and you decide to go to the moon, and you're just 1 degree off on your trip to the moon, you will miss the moon by 4,196 miles. If you're standing here and you decide you want to go to the sun and you're 1 degree off, you'll miss the sun by 1.6 million miles. A little thing means a lot. And the whole purpose of Solomon is saying, let's just look at your life. And I would say, or you and I, we have some birds in us, some prairie chicken in us, and therefore we've got to look at these little things that we'd explained away and realize as life goes on, as it pushes out, it can end a million miles from the way we wanted to end up. When you get where you're going right now, where will you be? You see, if God doesn't work a change in our lives, if you're jealous now, you're 94 years old in a rest home, you're going to be more jealous then than you are now. The meanest people in the world are in rest homes, and the sweetest people in the world are in rest home, because what we are now, we're becoming more and more and more of that. Unless we meet Christ, we're living like a prairie chicken. We're going to end up more prairie chicken than when we began, because we start in the wrong direction. A little sin, a little misstep. Destination. Now, then Solomon starts, he tells us and shows us what a prairie chicken's lifestyle is. And I'm going to move so fast, you better hold on, because these are all silly little things that prairie chickens do, you and I, and it's the mark of a prairie chicken and the mark of a fool. Look what he says. If the ruler's temper rises against you, do not abandon your position, because composure allays great offenses. Here's a prairie chicken who has a job, and the boss comes in and reprimands him. Maybe the boss is wrong, maybe the boss is right, the boss is violent. Then the prairie chicken resigns. I've got my pride. What Solomon said, he said, you know, back up, take a time out, consider the whole situation. And it may be the beginning of wisdom. If you are young, you may not know this. If you're old, you know this. It's easier to get a job when you have a job. When you don't have a job and you've had a job, it's real tough to get a job. Mark that down. That is not prairie chicken wisdom. That's intelligent wisdom. So he said, here's somebody. I resign. I'm not going. No, he says, use some composure. Cool down. Good advice. Then he talks about leadership, and doesn't mean you're a CEO or you're a foreman or you're a captain. It may mean you're the head of a home, a father. Maybe you have responsibility for children, a mother. And he says, all of this is prairie chicken leadership. Well, we got a lot of it around, as we all know.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and there's more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. Before we dive back into today's teaching, this month isn't just the start of a new year. 2020 kicks off a whole new decade, which makes this month the perfect time to read some familiar Bible passages in a whole new way. To help you get started, we'd love to send you a copy of the 1-Year Chronological Bible, which comes with a reading plan that will walk you through the biblical text in the order the events actually happened, and you'll read it in just 1 year. This unique and engaging resource is our way to say thanks for your gift today. Your support keeps the winning walk running, encouraging you and people everywhere with the proven truth of God's Word. So call today to give and request your own copy of the 1-Year Chronological Bible. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Now here's a sneak peek at the teaching right after the break.
You're just hammering away trying to cut a log or cut a tree with an axe that's dull. Wouldn't it be good advice to sharpen the axe a little bit? It'd be a lot easier and quicker and better. No. Prairie chickens don't get that. We just hammer on through. Oh, me. Sounds like things I've done.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is winningwalk. That's winningwalk. Now here's more of today's message from Dr. Ed Young, living up to your potential.
He said that's what happens to prairie chickens. You get a prairie chicken in a place of authority, you got a problem, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care what it is. A prairie chicken, man, they're exacting, they're overbearing. They don't understand anything about love and graciousness and compatibility or how to reprimand or deal with a situation through intelligence and love and graciousness. Boy, that will ruin anything. A prairie chicken in leadership is a disaster every single time. And you see so many people making crazy statements in this world, taking unbelievable positions in this world. Prairie chickens, unfortunately, have been elected to high office and hold important positions in almost every corporation, company, organization on the planet. And boy, when they show themselves, it is an ugly sight indeed to behold. We're talking about prairie chicken leadership here. You know, one of the biggest prairie chickens in the Bible was Jacob. Oh, yeah. Abraham. Man, he was a slick article. He passed his wife off to his sister twice to save his hide. Isaac means laughter, and he was a joke. He was a passive father, and nothing is more deadly to a family than a passive dad. Write that down. And then you have Jacob. His name means flim-flam man, con artist, slick. Exactly what his name means. He lived up to it, just like his grandfather and his father. And then Jacob conned his brother Esau out of the main inheritance in the family in conjunction with his mother, who was a slick operator in and of herself. And then Esau comes and says, I'm going to kill you. And Jacob runs the other side of the Fertile Crescent, the Tigris and Euphrates River, and he's in hiding in order to save his hide from his brother Esau, who's going to kill him because he stole all of his inheritance. Man, some kind of guy, isn't he? And he gets there and he goes up to his uncle Laban in his mother's side of the family, and he hires him to look after the flocks. He is a very successful shepherd. And finally, Laban comes to him and says, look, we want you to stay here and be in charge of my flocks. What will I have to pay you? You know what his answer was? Rachel, the younger, beautiful daughter of Laban. I want Rachel. Laban says, okay, we'll cut a deal where you can have Rachel. And I want you to listen to these verses. They are so descriptive. Stay with me. We see a prairie chicken in action in Jacob. Genesis 29, 16, following. Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the older was Leah. The name of the younger was Rachel. And Leah's eyes were weak. Don't know exactly what that means. But Rachel was beautiful of form and face. She was a knockout, Miss America. Now Jacob loved Rachel, so he said, I will serve you 7 years for your younger daughter, Rachel. Laban said, it is better that I give her to you than to another man. Stay with me. So Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed to him but for a few days because of his love for her. And then we see, verse 21, then Jacob said to Laban, give me my wife, for my time is completed. And literally it says here in the translation that I may go into her, it says that I might have sex with her. That's literally in the Hebrew. Now what happened? Remember the Bible story, it's two con artists. Laban was slick, Jacob was slick, who was the slickest? And so what Laban did, they had a big wedding, everybody got drunk. And so it came time for the father, as was tradition, to take the daughter out to her husband who was waiting in the tent. He took Leah and covered her up in all kinds of beautiful gowns and took her and gave her to Jacob. He thought it was Rachel. He was so drunk, he didn't know. It was dark. And so the marriage was consummated there. And then you have this terrific little verse here that you might overlook. In verse 25, Genesis 29, it says, so it came about in the morning that, behold, it was Leah. Well, I thought I married Rachel. I went to bed, and it is Leah. Jacob was never loved by his dad. Jacob lost the love of his mother. Jacob was hated by his brother who put a contract on him. He knew nothing about the love of God. But when he saw beautiful Rachel, he said, if I could have that love, I would have everything worked out in my life. If I could have her, I would be complete. I would be whole. I would be somebody. I would have purpose. Nobody and nothing under the sun will satisfy any human being. You say, if I could have that Rachel, for some would be that particular job. The Rachel for some would be, if I could have that house, if I could have those kind of children, if I could take that trip, if I could have those kind of resources, if I could have this. There are a lot of things in this world we think are Rachel's, and they'd satisfy us. But if we ever get them, you'll discover every single time that you thought you went to bed with a Rachel and you had Rachel, and every time you'll wake up with a Leah that will not satisfy. Nothing under the sun will satisfy. But him who came from above the sun, who is our bridegroom, and all of us are his bride, he alone in this life will begin for us to find satisfaction in this life and in the life to come. And when he comes into a life, he wants to come and give us that which we most need as Christians.
Dr. Ed Young's message, Living Up to Your Potential, will continue in just a moment. But right now, we want to remind you about a resource we picked out just for you. Is your schedule starting to fill back up now that the holidays are over? Between work, family, and other commitments, the days fly by. And it's easy to miss out on time with God in all that chaos. That's why we want to help you make this year different with the 1-Year Chronological Bible, a unique resource you can use every day that guides you through Scripture in the order the events actually happened. We'll send you this unique, easy-to-use resource as thanks for your donation today to help keep the proven truth of God's Word coming to you and many others through the winning walk. So call now and give and request your copy of the 1-Year Chronological Bible. Call 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Now stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young returns after a short break. Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. For more resources to help you walk the winning walk with Christ, visit winningwalk.org. You can also request prayer, stream messages 24/7, and learn more about Dr. Young. And while you're there, be sure to sign up also for Dr. Young's email devotional. It's all available at winningwalk.org. And if you're on Twitter, follow us for even more daily encouragement. Our username is winningwalk. That's winningwalk. Here again is Dr. Ed Young with more of his message, Living Up to Your Potential.
Because we're sick, most of us, of acting and living like prairie chickens. We tried all of this. Every time we think we have a Rachel, we end up with a Leah, unless we receive him who gives us godly wisdom. You say, well, how do you get this wisdom? Man, it's so plain, it's so powerful. The Bible says, but if any of you, prairie chickens, that's all of us, lacks wisdom, so let him or her ask of God who gives to all generously and without reproach, without any conditions, and it will be given to him.
Well, before we leave you today, Dr. Young is here to answer a couple of questions coming out of the message we've just heard. Dr. Young, if a listener wants to give guidance to someone, can you advise them how to do so in a discerning way that reflects truth and grace and love?
First of all, if someone comes to you for guidance, if you're not a professional Christian psychologist or counselor, you can go just so far. The best thing you can do is listen, to ask some questions, and to discern whether or not they're a Christian. Explain to them what it means to confess sin, repent of sin, receive Jesus Christ into his life, and to surrender your life to him. That's the thing we can do. That's bearing witness. Now, beyond that, there's a lot of brokenness in a lot of lives, and there's no simple answer to healing. They may need to see and be dealt with by a professional Christian counselor. That's not you, and it's certainly not me. Therefore, we have to stay inside the proper parameters. In those parameters, we can experience grace, forgiveness, encouragement, and love as those things to those who come. But a lot of people are broken, and we can listen, and we can prescribe, but understand you're not a counselor. You do not need to get in a long, protracted relationship. Point to Christian people who are professionals in this area, in your church or in other areas, who are genuinely Christians. And they will be able to take whatever the bottomness of this life is and begin to point them to biblical truth and biblical principles. Witness, lead them to Christ, but let them know that is the beginning of the healing process that God has for them through his grace, through his love, through his healing of all the disease that has crept in to their life and their personality.
We hope today's message has encouraged you, and we want to continue to help you build up your winning walk with Christ by adding a new element to your daily quiet time. Have you read every book in the Bible? What about in a single year? We'd love to help you do that in 2020 by sending you the 1-Year Chronological Bible, which breaks the entire Bible down into daily reading passages that takes as little as 15 minutes a day. And the text is arranged in the order the historical events actually happened. It's a whole new way to experience Scripture. We're excited to send you a copy of this engaging resource as thanks for your gift to help keep this program going strong for you and the people all over the world who listen. So call now to give and request your copy of the 1-Year Chronological Bible. Call 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Listen in next week as Dr. Young brings you proven truth on how to break free from life's ruts. Have a great weekend.